Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome. For those of you that don't know me, my name is Eddie Freeman. I'm speaking to you live this morning from Boston, Massachusetts, and I want to welcome each and every one of you on our live training call. And, man, another good week. I first need to give a shout-out over in Denver to Susan and her team. It was the first meeting ever in the state of Colorado. She literally filled the room. It was the perfect marriage of a combination of distributors that were already in and working, distributors that had signed up but weren't 100% sure yet what to do, and guests that really saw the vision, saw a big picture. And it was very exciting. I hadn't been on the road in a while. And, of course, I've always got these mixed emotions because I love being on the road, seeing everybody's face, but it takes away from my recruiting because I guess I'm making excuses, but I'm just, you know, usually in one mode or the other. It's hard to go back and forth. And I love being in recruiting mode because, you know, nothing helps your business more than being in recruiting. As a matter of fact, for any of you that are having challenges in your business, sponsor somebody. You know, that's the answer. If this is Dr. Freeman, I'm a doctor of network marketing, and you come to me with something that ails you, my business isn't working well, what do you think I should do? Do you think I should do this? Should I do this? Real easy answer. Go enroll somebody. Go enroll somebody. How do you enroll somebody? Speak to them. By the way, you know, I sponsored two people last week. I just sponsored somebody yesterday. I'll be putting them in actually later on in this call. So that's three people in about 8-9 days. And I feel real, real good about that because it's so refreshing. You know, a couple things quickly. You may have noticed, well, you see some of the things that are coming down the line, you know, for those of you that have been on the webinars. And if you haven't been on the webinars, they're recorded. You can still watch them. If you've watched them once, it's not a bad thing watching them a second time because it's very exciting to hear how we're going forward. You know, I think those of you heard me on last week's call talking about, you know, there was rumors Japan's in the tubes and one of the leaders left. And although one of the leaders left, that's true. Did you ever hear of getting rid of something negative so something positive happens? Well, get this. Since that person has left, 2 weeks ago, Japan had the biggest week it's had in a year. The week we just finished, Japan did twice as much in 1 week as they've done in a week, in any week in a year. As a matter of fact, it is in the top five single weeks that Japan has ever had. Now, I know you're saying, well, Eddie, why do I care that Japan is doing so well again and Taiwan is doing so well again? Because as we are gearing up here in the United States with this Incredible Edge product, it gives the company the financial wherewithal to go forward doing all of these other things. And so the addition by subtraction, it's wonderful. You know, I mean, listen, you've seen what's happened just with the doctors. And although, listen, I loved who was with us before. There's no question about it. Anytime somebody leaves our company, it makes me feel sad because I've developed relationships with these people. And, you know, when they leave, it's never quite the same. But look at what has come of it. Now, we have a PhD. And for those of you that have listened to Dr. Hennen speak, you start to see what instant credibility. Having a PhD, a man that teaches doctors, at the helm of the research of not just this product, but other products that are sure to happen. And for me, it is just the best time ever to be involved in this company. It's a whole new beginning. And it's so, so exciting seeing what it is and what's coming in the future. Now, as a matter of fact, and I know I was supposed to have a webinar recorded, it will be recorded this week on Wednesday. and Janice has taken the time to do that with me. I would do it sooner, but I'm too stupid. I don't know how to set it up. So she knows how to get it recorded and everything. So Wednesday it is. We're going to get that up there. We're going to get that recorded. And you will be able to use it as a tool 24/7. I'm going to be leaving for Hawaii on Thursday. And, of course, you know, we've got the big Japanese event. One of the reasons that the volume is so high, gone through the roof, is the excitement about a new product. It is, you know, the first new product I've had. They've only ever had Focus. They introduced the Suma Cafe there at one point in time. And this is the first new product for Japan. So it's very, very, they're very excited. And again, having Japan doing so well is just an asset to us. But now, how do you make it an asset for you? You know, how do you make this thing work for you? Well, just like I said, you got to enroll people. And who should you speak with? In all honesty, listen, as I did the meeting in Denver, one of the things I said, and again, there's a packed house, and I explained that as you're inviting people to take a look at this, which is what you need to do, remember, I said, not one of you in this room is here because of me. Not one of them, not one of you is probably here because of the impact edge opportunity that we have. You're here because you had developed a relationship with the person that brought you here. Everybody looks for the easy way. Hey, I'll go on Facebook and I'll blast it out there. Well, you know what? That's fine, too. That's okay to do it that way also. I don't know anybody. I'll just go speak to strangers. Okay, that's okay, too. But the truth of the matter is, you know people that you have not contacted about this company, and you know it. You know it as well as I do. And maybe you pre-qualified them. Maybe you said, nah, he won't want to do this. He's too wealthy. She won't want to do this. She's too poor. He's too old. She's too young. He hates network marketing. Oh, he's been in and he told me he hated network marketing. Folks, all you have to do is go to the people that you've got a relationship with and show them the tools. And if these are people that have done network marketing or are ex-network marketers, right now, strongest tool you have, is get me on the phone with them. Every one of you, we are so small right now in the United States. Every one of you. Now, people say, well, Eddie, you don't always return my text. Well, yeah, if it's an open text about whatever, no, you may not get a text back right away. It's true. Because what I take care of first, I always go by order of importance. And every one of you here know, when you ask me, you need help with a three-way call, you get a text back. Most of the time it's yes, and occasionally it's not at that time, but I can do it at another time. So if you've got MLMers, just get me on the phone with them. Do whatever you can. If they tell you, oh, I'm so tired with network marketing, just give this guy, Eddie, 4 or 5 minutes. That's all I ask. If I'm wrong, you'll waste 5 minutes. I promise you can even put a timer on them, and they'll stop talking at 5 minutes. Because the truth of the matter is, when you get, and it's not that I'm that good, okay? Let me try to explain. The reason getting me on the call with a professional network marketer is good is because I am a professional network marketer. I have made 7 figures a year in 2 companies in a row, and I will make it in this company right here. I'll be maybe the first person in the history of the industry to make it in 3 companies in a row, maybe the first one ever to do it in 3 in a row. All within 2 years, okay? And that's going to happen here. There's no ifs, ands, or buts in my mind. There's no doubts. The team that Nick has put together is nothing short of incredible, nothing short of incredible. And when you see what we've got going here, the credibility, you know, starting with Robert Kelly all the way down the line is simply unreal. And if you want this business, continue to develop relationships with people and contact those people. I mean, building a relationship is the single most important thing. Every time I do a three-way call with somebody, Let's say that Janice is going to get me on a three-way call with somebody. I don't start out by talking about the business. Every single time when I'm doing a three-way call for somebody, no matter what it is, whether they're professional network marketers or whether Lewis gets me on the phone with somebody that's 19 that's never done network marketing before, it doesn't matter. I always start, hey, listen, I've heard a lot of great things about you. Janice has said wonderful things. And, I'm just curious, what's your background? Have you done network marketing before? Really, what companies have you been with? Always. You know why I do that? I'm developing a relationship. Because they're not going to join me if I just sit there and give them these incredible facts. These are the facts. You've got a sizzle product that works 100% of the people, and I repeat, 100% of the people that I've had on this product for 30 days have had results. 100% that have taken it religiously for 30 days. I've been on the product now for, 4.5 months, close to 5 months now? I'm in the best shape of my life. I'm the most vascular I've been in my life. I've always, as I've gotten older, and people say, oh, you work out, you look great. And they'd say that, and I would always appreciate it, but I know I didn't look that good. I know that my stomach didn't look the way I needed it to look. It just didn't. I knew that. I knew I wasn't eating the right way. I knew I didn't want it badly enough to make it happen. But then what happened was I got on this product, and it's like, I don't know what's happened to me personally, but I'm always, when I take the product, it makes me feel good. I walk into the gym like an animal, and people that have known me for a long time are looking at me today and say, wow, you're really looking good. I think I'm eating better because of this product. I know I'm exercising much harder than I ever did. I'm not resting between sets. I'm having the best workouts of my life. And I no longer have to hold my stomach in when people take pictures of me. So that's really, really good. And as I traveled, the stories I was hearing in Denver, it was wonderful. Anna Marie out there and Susan it was just awe-inspiring for me. And that's, for me, it's just so much fun hearing these great stories. So here it is. You've got this great product. You've got a timing story. I don't care what's out there. There's never been a timing story like this ever in the history of network marketing, at least none that I found. Guys, I've been in this industry now since 1990. That's 27 and a half years. And I've seen a lot of companies come and go. I've seen a lot of companies hit it and go. I saw companies like XL Communication, Quorum. You might never have even heard of those companies. I saw Quorum get off to the fastest start of any network marketing company I've ever seen in my life, and 2 years later it was over. I've seen XL Communications become a $1 billion-a-year company, go out of business. I saw crashing and burning with the Montavis of the world. Remember when that was such a big story? The Visalises of the world. And yet here we are. And you know what? We're going to be a really big story because this timing story is incredible. The products work. The timing story is there. 8 generations of matching bonus. When you get to director, and you need to because the director check matches the highest percentage it's ever been since I started in this company, which means automatically your check is going to go up as a director. If your director check match was $50 for the week, it's going to be closer to $100 now. The point is, it's getting better and better. Everything is there. And all you need to do is just go out there and spread the word. And you know what? If you think that you've gone to everybody you know, just develop relationships with new people. I was on an airplane not that long ago. And I got upgraded to first class. They do that for you on Delta when you fly 200,000 miles a year. And by the way, I'll always remember Susan in Denver because that's when I hit my 2 million miles in the last 10 years flying out to Denver for Susan. So I'll always remember you for that, Susan. When you fly 2 million miles in 10 years, you oftentimes get upgraded to first class even though you buy an inexpensive ticket. And as I get on the airplane, here's a woman. She's got her purse on my seat, stuff out of the purse. She's got everything in both seats. She sees me walk up. Oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry. I said, don't even worry about it. Take your time. I got out of the aisle. I let people pass. A few minutes later, she was back to her own so I could actually sit down. We began a conversation. And do you think why I began my conversation talking to her about my business? No, I did not. I started talking about, oh, where are you from? Is this your home? Where are you flying to? Just making casual conversation with a smile on my face. You ever notice that people like me have a smile on their face often? Often, even when my face is at rest, I want to put out that good vibe. I want to make people feel good about themselves. And so now we start, you know, she's telling me that she's going to visit her daughter. We start talking about kids. And then, of course, wherever you can find a sincere compliment to somebody, it works out real well. I told her what a beautiful purse that is. For the next 5-10 minutes, she's talking to me about the purse, how her daughter picked it out on her own, gave it to her, talking kids. Oh, we're having a great time. I mean, we're now talking to each other for about an hour. And then she said to me, what do you do for work? Because you told me you travel a lot. And I told her, you know, I help people into early retirement. And, you know, she asked me, are you, you know, investments in real estate? I said, no. Even though I fly 200,000 miles a year, I help people start a home-based business. And I've actually helped thousands and thousands and thousands of people make an extra couple hundred dollars a week. And I said, that might not sound like a lot to you, but when people get a raise of $200 a week in a job, she says, are you kidding me? Oh, my God, that's a lot for anybody that has a job. And what type of a home-based business? And I said, it just so happens I have my cell phone here, and I can show you a movie. A movie. Try a product. You know, what ends up happening is I ended up enrolling that woman because I built a relationship with her. Years ago, I was in a company called Rexall. And I had this guy, David. And David, I mean, this we're going back now because I haven't been in Rexall since 1996. So this was around 95. And David is from Pittsburgh. And he was in my downline. And he drove a very expensive Mercedes. And he wanted me to meet with his brother. His brother was big time, his older brother. His brother drove a more expensive Mercedes. I mean, those Mercedes were like $100,000, and this is back in 1995. He says, my brother is a busy man. He's got 5 or 10 minutes for you. So David picks me up, and we go to his brother's house, Paul, his office. As I'm sitting in the waiting room, as I'm looking at the walls, I'm seeing memorabilia, sports memorabilia, Pittsburgh Pirates, Pittsburgh Steelers. I know that this guy is a big-time sports fan. So after waiting in the office for about 10 minutes, David and I walk in. I said hi to Paul. And right away, Paul had an attitude. As he sat behind his desk, and I couldn't move him from behind his power position, I tried to get him over to the couch in the corner. I'm comfortable here. He's already, you know, the arms folded, the look on his face like I'm kind of a salesman, right? Has that ever happened to you? You meet with somebody about an opportunity, and the next thing you know, that you can tell by their body language, they're not even happy that you're there. He's just doing it as a favor for his brother, and he can't wait to get me out of there in 10 minutes and say no to me, and then talk his brother out of what we're doing. So I walk in, and I said, wow, I see you're a sports fan. You're a Pirates fan, huh? He said, yeah, big time. And then I started talking baseball with him. See, everybody told me my useless sports trivia wouldn't mean anything. I said, you got a picture of Mazeroski hitting the home run. Do you know I watched that game? Really? So now, meanwhile, David, the brother, is looking at me like I'm crazy. Man, my brother Paul's got 10 minutes. You're sitting here talking baseball? We talked baseball, must have been 10, 15 minutes, just baseball. Then we moved to football. I'm with this guy almost 30 minutes. Remember, the guy said he had 10 minutes. By this time, David is just like, oh my God, Eddie, you've just lost it. I can't believe it. So after we kind of came to a pause in the conversation, Paul, the brother, says to me, so what do you got my little brother into? I start going over as succinctly as I can and in a very short amount of time what we had. Now, those were the days where you could sign up. It wasn't like 250, 500, and 1,000. This was $4,000 was the big package. We're talking 1995. $4,000 was a lot more money in 95 than it would be in 2017, right? This guy, who the brother thought would have no interest, came in for $4,000. Now, my question is, do you think that he came in for $4,000 because he thought this opportunity was going to be life-changing for him? I don't remember what the guy did for a living, but he made a fortune, and he drove a Mercedes that was over $100,000 back in 1995, okay? Which I don't even know what that would relate to today. That's not why he came in. First, he has a relationship with his brother. And out of love for his brother, he decided to meet with this guy, Eddie. And then Eddie shows up, and instead of being Eddie the salesman, he's Eddie the sports fan, relating to what Paul was relating to. I developed a relationship. It's never too late to develop relationships. And when you call people on the phone, get right into that relationship. You know, if I called Janice on the telephone about this company. I mean, I didn't start with, oh, Janice, have I got a hot deal for you, baby? It's network marketing and blah, blah, blah. And we got this and this and this and for Kuhn. No. I have a relationship with Janice. I've known Janice, you know, for over 20 years. I don't start with a business. Heck, I started talking about her, what's new in her life, her family, how are the kids, how's business? And we spoke for some time before I got to the fact this is a business opportunity here. Because I believe if I had just started with a business, and these are people that I've known for over 20 years, I don't begin that way. The other thing I don't do, and I've run into this before when you're in a network marketing company with really good products, what happens is you're so excited about the products and the results that when you prospect people, all you're talking about is a product. From the second you call them, please remember, network marketing is duplication, and the duplication process begins the second you contact somebody. If you were to call me up, Eddie, I know that you've had a sore shoulder from bodybuilding. You got a pain in your thumb that doesn't go away, a pain in your neck. I've got a product for you. Oh, my God, you got to try the product. Product, product, product. And then you send me videos on the product, and then I sample the product. You know what you may get? You may get a customer. And if you're ridiculously lucky, that customer may turn into a distributor. But then what is that guy going to do? He's going to do what you did. Call people that are aches and pains. Now, here's what I'm going to tell you. If that's how you're working your business right now and you're not more successful at it, change it. Because if you're looking for sick people and that's all you're looking for in this company, you better look for sick entrepreneurial people. That narrows it down. First, you got to find sick ones, and then you got to hope they're entrepreneurial. Because if they're not entrepreneurial, what is going to happen is they're going to become your customer. They'll spend $3.50 a day, and then something in their life will come up, and somebody will come up with something else, and you'll have them as a customer for a month or two. And they'll never understand the business, and if they do come in the business, they're going to start every phone call with the wonders of the product. Have you listened to any of my recruiting audios? Have you ever once, do you think when I called Janice, I started with, I've got a product that's going to get rid of your aches and pains, make your hair grow nicer, your skin better. I'm going to help you with your blood pressure. I'm going to help you with cholesterol. I'm going to help you look and feel better. Do you think that's how I started? No. After I go through the initial phase of bonding with the person I'm speaking with, that's when I pay them a sincere compliment, let them know that I looked at something. If we did this together, it would be so much fun. We can impact a lot of people's lives and impact a lot of people's checkbook and their health. Are you interested in hearing about it? When they say, what is it? I then send them two videos. The 2.5-minute video, that corporate video, which is fantastic. That's the first thing I want everybody to see. And then I follow it up with a 5-minute video. When people say to me, Eddie, why don't you just tell me what this is all about? I say to them, you know what, Janice? This is much too important. I don't want to ruin this for you. I need you to hear the same information that I heard. And then if you like what you heard, okay, let's talk again either later tonight or tomorrow. And let's talk about it and just figure out what we can do together at this, even if you're interested. Is that okay for you? And when she tries to prod me, I said, I promise you. Because when you're speaking to your prospect, they're always trying to find a way to say no real quick. You know, so now I don't have to watch the video. You tell me. No, I'm not interested. Right? Make sure you do the process properly. That's how I do the business. That's how I sponsor so many people. And I probably sponsored as many people in network marketing in this decade. You know, from 2000 on, from the year 2000 on, I've probably enrolled more people in the industry of network marketing with real product packages than anybody ever has. Why? Because this is how I do it. And I don't vary. I don't vary. And neither should you. Get comfortable. And if you want to get good at recruiting, recruit. If you want to get good at doing meetings, do meetings. You're never going to be, let me put you this way. The next meeting you do will probably be the worst meeting you ever do, but the meeting after that will be better. The meeting after that will be better, and so on and so on. Just like recruiting. Don't get so nervous. I mean, that's, you know, people are so afraid to recruit. Oh, they might say no to me and this and that. Guys, do you want to make some extra money? Ask yourself, why are you here? Why are you here? I mean, if you're just here to get healthy, I love it. Man, I love getting people healthy. My goal is to get 1 million people on the product and get them healthy. But I can't find 1 million people on my own. And the company is not going to spend millions to advertise the product on the Super Bowl. So we chose this form of marketing, this word-of-mouth marketing, network marketing, relationship marketing, multi-level marketing, whatever you want to call it. We've chosen this to get 1 million people on the products. And the more people that you can directly and indirectly get people on these products, the more successful, the closer you're going to be to reaching your goals. And the only way you're going to do that is to pick up the phone, take the pressure off yourself, call a friend of yours, and then go outside your warm circle of influence. Don't be afraid. What's the worst thing that can happen? Remember, any one person that says no to you, they are not saving for your retirement fund. They are not going to give you the money in case your kids don't get a full boat scholarship to a college. They're not going to help you with it. No, they're not doing that, okay? If they say no, they say no. But give them the opportunity, because if you don't call them, if you don't call your Aunt Phyllis, somebody will. If you don't call the guy that sold you your house, the woman that sold you your mortgage, the guy that sold you your automobile, the woman from the post office, the guy from the supermarket, your friend from church, whoever, if you don't contact them, you're making a grievous error, because somebody else will. And please, when you are contacting them, if you have 10 people in a row say no to you, just call me. And let me hear what you're saying, and we'll troubleshoot. And I'll tell you what I believe you're doing well, and I'm going to ask you how you think you could do better. Folks, we've come to 30 minutes a lot quicker than I thought. I am more excited today about our business than I've ever been in my life. I'm looking forward to going out and spending time with Robert Kelly out in Hawaii. We've got an event out there as we completely bring Impact Edge around the world. If you know anybody, I would advise you start speaking, start eating in sushi restaurants, and start prospecting the waiter, the waitress, the chef, and most importantly, the owner, because they'll be using the same packaging out there. It's the same comp plan out there. And remember, your CEO lives 3 weeks a month in Japan, and you have access to him. Folks, I appreciate you guys. I love you guys. Make sure that you watch those videos again. Get on Gregory and Becky's call on Monday. Get some prospects out there. Keep watching Impact Central. Build relationships, and it won't be long before we're all together on the beaches of the world. With that, I love you guys. I appreciate you guys.